What part of the sausage making process is supposed to be unappealing? Is it like stuffing the skin? Like, I get it, but I still want to eat sausage.
Of course you'd want to eat the sausage. You just can't keep your mouth off of meat, can you?
No, I can't. I suppose I can't. Happy Jacktober.
Happy Jacktober.
I sent you a message as I was editing last week's episode.
Oh yeah?
When
did you hear my burp?
I did. I was gonna try and move on from it.
Oh, I was gonna say, what do you rate it?
I rated it up.
I think mine 10. Was a little better.
Yours was more consistent. Mine had like a pop at the end.
Yours was like, I'm zazzy, snap.
Mine was the bend and snap of of burps.
Can I just admit that when I snap my fingers, it doesn't really make a snap because my hand is so chubby.
It makes a thump.
My hands are too chubby. It's just so fucking funny to me. We have like little softballs.
You are really. Oh, let's start with the giggles today.
Admit it. It hardly snaps. It's like thunk. Thump. Oh, is my face red? I feel like embarrassed, but like it's hilarious. Like
I'm embarrassed to be in this room with you.
Fuck you, guy. Like shit. Sorry, I'm funnier than you.
Well, sorry, I'm in control of this podcast and can just edit this part out. Happy second annual Jacktober.
Second annual Jacktober.
I sent you a message of me crying saying I didn't think that my podcast would have a second annual anything.
I mean,
that's exciting.
Good for you.
Good for us.
Yeah, I guess.
We are 68 episodes in. Today, and you were here for 65 of them.
You need to really just get rid of the old ones. Like,
yeah, I think it's about that time.
It's about that time.
I still, like, once we do Rocky Horror episode number 69, then I'll get rid of them.
Does that make episode 69 no longer episode 69 though?
Yeah, it'll make it number 66.
Don't you have like 5 episodes before?
No, just 3. A whole 3 episodes.
And then you did one alone.
No, I did 2 with Aiden and then did one alone.
Oh, you poor soul.
Yeah. And now, a whole 2 years later, the podcast is I wouldn't say thriving.
we're just making it.
You know what it
still is?
It's surviving.
It's going. It's
surviving.
Just, it's chugging along.
Yeah.
It's surviving. You're right. It's about survival.
It's just a little ship, a little pod casting across the ocean.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you did the thing.
I did the thing.
You did the thing.
Are you getting ready for the spooky time of year?
I don't know. I don't know how to get ready for it. I just, my body is always ready for spooky times.
You already have a little bit of green in your hair today?
I mean, what?
It's like faded green.
It's been there.
Yeah, since last October.
You're right. That is an accurate statement.
I mean, I'm wearing some makeup, but that's an entirely different reason. I like the way I look in eyeliner, and I decided, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. Do it.
See, now, and I'm not trying to invalidate your coming to terms with your identity.
No. Go ahead.
But,
invalidate me.
No, this isn't about that. All I'm trying to say is, you could have been cis and still wore makeup. It doesn't matter. Goth men who identify as men, who were born as men, like AMAB, cis folk.
I know. I just feel like that. I feel like I finally have a pass to be a little crazier, do a little bit more. You know, maybe I'll finally dye my hair a fancy color. Not all of it, just like a bit. I'm thinking blue.
I have blue. We have blue here.
We have blue.
And
blue beard.
And I have bleach.
Blue balls.
Like I can.
What? You have bleach?
I have hair bleach. Like, I can bleach your hair and put blue in it.
Ooh. Goddamn. That, maybe you know we what, can make you this. You know what that's going to be perfect for? Our slumber party.
Our slumber party! Sorry, I got way too excited.
Our 3 week long slumber party.
Well, you're not going to be here the whole time.
No, I'm not. But
that's okay. And then that'll give me time to masturbate while you're not here.
Anywho.
Hey, I don't want you to be here when I masturbate.
Okay.
I'm back.
Are we ready to behave ourselves?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Because you're being a bad Jack today.
I don't appreciate you calling me names.
You want to be a good Jack? You got to act like one.
I need gummy bears.
Good boys get gummy bears. Bad Jacks don't get gummy bears.
Hey.
You going to be a good boy?
I'll be a good boy. I get gummies.
Who's a good boy? It ain't Sassy. Sassy's a queen.
She's a queen.
Shim a queen. She's the best.
Beep, beep.
As I was saying, welcome to Let's Watch Something. I'm Anthony.
I'm a Jack.
And we are in our second annual Jacktober.
Jacktoberfest.
Where
I'm
Jack
gonna get fucking drunk.
Jack picks all the movies. Last week we did The Craft.
The Craft.
Which was very whelming.
Macaroni and cheese.
Which was very whelming, you know.
You are a turd.
I would say it's very good. It was a good. It was good. Fun. It wasn't great.
Just you have to be.
I'm saying like there's.
You have to be a teenage girl.
It hit a lot of good points. You can listen to me recap all of that last week.
Yeah, I don't listen to our.
This week.
I shouldn't admit that I don't listen to our.
I stopped
own
listening after Aiden left the show. That's like a thing in fan bases, like when a host changes. But also, we didn't have a fan base before that. We have a couple people that listen now, and that brings me joy. Anywho's it's this week we bring you Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun.
You've got red on you.
Yeah, I put my phone. I had.
Did you poop your pants?
I put my phone in my blind spot. So like I turn.
I have a lot of blind spots. Because
I turn and I can see up to about here on the couch. I turn, I can see. Here on the couch, it was like right in the middle of that.
Yeah, I have a lot of blind spots because I'm fat.
So anywho, it's Shaun of the Dead,
yeah.
Written by Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright. And this is a very, like, name it's a like more iconic duo than Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright.
Nick Frost.
Like them too, but like as a writing duo, Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright, those two specifically. Because this movie, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End, I think are just three great, great.
Can I admit, I love Shaun of the Dead, and I like the other, I don't recall watching The World's End.
I'm going to make you watch it.
That's fine. Not tonight.
You're going to like it, because these movies are great.
Yes. Words. I also really love Hot Fuzz. Have you seen Run, Fat Boy, Run?
No.
It's funny.
Right, because in the mid-2000s, Simon Pegg was everywhere. He was in a wonderful indie movie called A Fantastic Fear of Everything.
Huh.
It was on Netflix, and I gotta say, like, if you wanna see what I go through when my anxiety gets to its peak, that movie really does capture it pretty well.
I'm somebody who also has anxiety, but we suffer it differently.
Yeah, we suffer very differently from each other.
We all, like...
You suffer when I'm around.
Yeah.
I suffer when I'm alone. I think there's a common thread here.
It's you.
It's me. Mario. Holy shit. Did you see the news that Chris Pratt is the voice of Mario?
You told me about this.
Chris Pratt and Charlie Day is his twin brother Luigi.
Why are they twins?
Because they've always been twins.
Wait, how come they've been twins? What?
Have you ever played Yoshi's Story or Yoshi's Island?
I have played Yoshi's Island
because they're both babies being delivered on the same day by the stork, and you have to reunite baby Mario with baby Luigi.
Okay, but. I just assumed that they were just like
they're that one they're that one kind of twin. What's it called?
Paternal.
Yeah,
fraternal.
Fraternal.
Blaternal.
Fraternal.
Glurternal.
Fraternal, because they're twins, but they don't share the exact same everything.
They don't look.
They're not identical.
I've always been a Luigi fan, because green, but also Crazy Legs.
Crazy Legs.
You know when he jumps in, what the fuck is it? I think it's Super Mario, the second one.
Yeah, two.
And he's got the legs.
Yuck.
I always played Luigi because Crazy Legs. That always got me. I thought it was the funniest shit in the world.
The funniest shit to me is Jack Black doing the voice of Bowser.
That makes me kind of upset.
Why?
Because why the fuck isn't Jack Black Mario?
I think that Jack Black would have been equally as hilarious a choice for Mario as Chris Pratt.
I think Jack Black would have been a better. That's a weird word. I'm sorry. I'm just like...
You're out ahead of...
The way I was saying it was like better. Why is it better? No, better. 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 Better.
You're doing it again, Jack.
I'm just kind of confused. I'm confused on how I'm supposed to say it now.
Better. Better.
A more appropriate choice.
Appropriate choice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose.
Aprops.
Apropos.
Are we gonna words?
And then Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong.
Oh my.
Seth. That's the one that gets me.
I can kind of see that one though. God damn it, I hate you. His fucking dumb laugh is like, God damn it. Like I can't do it at all. Like, it's like this dumb fucking giggle. I can't do it.
There is one movie where he plays himself.
Huh?
This Is the End.
Oh, yeah.
Where when he's met by someone, they go, oh my God, it's Seth Rogen, do the laugh. And he just does it nervous. Okay.
That's funny, though.
Seth Rogen is just one of those guys that... One of those actors, I should say, and comedians who blew up for a very good reason, like with Pineapple Express. Like, he blew up. Everybody loved Seth Rogen for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and he got to do whatever he wanted. And unlike Adam Sandler, where he just wrote bad movies and put all his friends in, Seth Rogen wrote funny movies and put all his friends in.
Yeah, he's actually really funny.
I think maybe his breakout movie would have been Superbad.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he wrote that one and then he played a cop in it.
Yeah, he wrote that one like...
And then Pineapple Express was his big like starring breakout role.
I think Knocked Up.
Knocked Up? Oh yeah, that's right. I would
say Knocked Up.
I don't know. I don't think he wrote that one though.
I don't think... No, I don't think
Doesn't feel like a Seth Rogen movie.
But it's actually one of my favorite movies. Like, of all time. Like, I love that movie.
We sure do love making movies about the concept of sex. Like, Knocked Up, Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
I love Zach and Miri. Oh my goodness.
The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Huh.
Just movies where the entire point of the comedy is sex.
There's a movie called Sex Drive.
Yeah. Bad Teacher. That's just a hot lady, though.
I've never seen Bad Teacher.
Neither have I. I've heard it's good. But that was from people in high school who liked hot teachers. Anywho.
I like hot teachers.
I feel like for a minute, Seth Rogen was the American Simon Pegg.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Taking it back.
Taking it back now, y'all.
Where we're supposed to.
Because we did Shaun of the Dead, starring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and the usual cast of characters that he brings along. And you were right. Martin Freeman did have a very brief cameo.
I fucking love it. That was great. I was like, is that fucking Bilbo?
That fucking Bimbo?
Bimbo?
Bimbo Blaggins?
Bimbo Blargins?
I know that we goof around a lot on this podcast, and I try and like shoehorn in my opinions.
Opinions
are like assholes. I'm going to show it to you anyway.
Gross! That's sexual harassment. I don't consent.
This time last Jacktober.
Yeah. What did we do?
We did Cabin in the Woods. And
you shit your pants with how great it was.
Yeah. And I think Shaun of the Dead is another one of those situations where as I'm rewatching it, especially with the idea of reviewing it, because the last time I watched it was just, watch a movie. I was doing a good Seth Rogen a second ago. I can't do it now.
No.
Shit. I can't fucking do it.
It's okay. Ouch.
So yeah.
I got attacked by the mic.
Oh no.
It's okay. Words happen.
I do sure love how to talk about how I sure do love to talk, don't I?
You sure the fuck do. Well, you,
it feels
just,
good.
You just love the sound of your own voice.
It's cathartic.
Why?
And it's calming, apparently.
To some people.
To someone who associates our voices with peace and good times.
Well, your voice, and then I'm just a silly fuck. That's okay. That's exactly what I want him to bring to the table.
I was touched.
Like, ew, don't, no, nobody touch him.
I was moved, I should say.
You should move away
I should
from
move.
Me. No, please don't
Anywho.
Move. No, you're going to move, and we're going to adopt you, and you're going to live in the basement. You're going to be my basement troll.
Well, the problem is there's not a lot of basements in Texas.
Oh, yes. I forget that.
You forget that you live in Texas now?
Yeah, actually, straight up do. Like,
still registered in Michigan?
You want to know something funny?
What?
My ID is still from Idaho. I've been here for like two years now.
Idaho, maybe? Is Idaho the last place you moved from?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because if it was two moves ago, like...
Oh, like Montana was before that, and then it was
if
it was from,
if you had like a Montana... Learner's permit.
I do still have my, I have my Michigan IDs, I have like three Michigan IDs maybe. I have like two Montana IDs, one Idaho ID, and I still haven't gotten a state ID yet here. But that's because the pandemic.
Yeah.
The quarantine and the.
That sure is still going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, howdy. Do we still love getting headlines of how many people are dying?
You know what? I actually do love to hear that. You know why?
Because it's the people that aren't vaccinating.
It's the people who, yeah, they aren't wearing their masks.
We have gone on record that the TERFs are going to be included in the culling. And
TERFs?
I feel like the TERFs, the trans exclusionary radical feminists, I feel like TERFs and anti-vax people might overlap a bit. And that...
I don't think so.
You sure? You don't think that the TERFs are some eat, pray, love kind of bitches?
No. Maybe not. And maybe some. I mean, all the TERFs can just eat a dick and die, but like...
Don't you just like secretly hope that J.K. Rowling isn't vaccinated?
Oh my God. Yeah.
You got to hope for it.
And...
Anyway, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead is an absolute masterclass of a movie, of a comedy, of a horror parody. It's a lot of things.
It's great. It's one of the greatest.
It starts off in the pub, which I always forget about, with Sean talking with Liz. Ed is there, and they're like, "It's not that I don't like Ed. Sorry, Ed." And he's there. It's not that I don't like David and Diane. Sorry, guys. They're there. So all of our principal characters are there. In the beginning scene, talking to each other, and they mention his mother and the stepfather. Like, everybody's pretty well established early on. Mm-hmm. We see that Sean and Liz have a troubled relationship. Ed's a bit of a fuck up. Yeah. Diane and David are just kind of there as the bitchy friends.
Kind of, yeah.
It establishes the scene. It establishes the characters really well. And we get to hear a lot of how these characters interact.
Would any of you cunts like a drink? Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
He's such an asshole.
He is. I remembered thinking that Ed was the funniest character.
He really is.
And then rewatching this, he's insufferable. He's funny, but he is an absolute prick.
He's like, okay. See, at least I have redeemable qualities. I'm a good.
Okay. Yeah. You're a good. You are a good.
I am a good.
You're good. Ed is not a good.
Ed is not a good.
Ed is a lazy, unemployed piece of shit that plays video games all day.
Oh, shit. Right.
I mean, it's not like he's playing Stardew Valley, so it's not exactly a one-to-one comparison.
Hey, I love Stardew.
I know.
I love all my animals on it. I got like three barnfuls of pigs.
Poogies.
They're so cute and their names are funny as shit. I have one... It's just called Big Sad.
Oh my God, that's the cutest.
And I have another. I have so many pigs with so many cute, funny names. I have one named Pumpkin. Like, how cute is that?
That is cute.
Another one. And I've created like backstories for them. So Pumpkin is his twins with Lumpkin. They're so cute. I'm sorry. Continue.
We have what I always remembered as the opening shot of this movie, which was Sean getting out of bed yawning.
Yeah.
I always told myself that's how the movie starts.
It kind of does, but it kind of doesn't.
Right.
Like, that's where the movie gets into it, but yeah. That's not like the opening scene.
Yeah, like if there were to be, I don't remember if there is a title card in this movie.
I don't think so. I don't recall.
But if there were one, it would have been after the bar. They're in the pub. After that titles card,
then
bam, Sean going. He shambles into the bathroom, taking the piss.
Literally taking the piss,
which is a fun British phrase.
Mm-hmm. Which means just teasing someone.
Are you fucking with me? Are you pulling my leg? Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Are you scratching the donkey?
That sounds disgusting. Don't touch the donkey. Are you making a mess in my house?
Are you making the mess?
I'm going to kill you.
Are you going to kill me?
Yes. If you don't stop, I will. There are knives everywhere.
There are.
There are knives everywhere. I will fucking hurt you.
And they have Ed and Sean have a roommate named Pete.
Pete.
Who is a prick. And he has the talk with Sean about Ed being a lazy piece of shit, not contributing to the house.
Which I absolutely agree with, to be honest. Even though I am a lazy piece of shit that doesn't really contribute to the household.
And then Sean's like, yeah, but he's good for a laugh. We had a good time that one time, God. 5 years ago.
Yeah, playing Tekken 2.
They did have that moment. Tekken was badass. I love Tekken.
I liked playing. I only played it a couple of times. Fucking, what's his face? The Eddie Gordo or whatever?
Hell yeah. Like, he was my shit.
Yeah. He was, I think anybody.
Like, if you couldn't play the game.
Like, if you didn't know what the fuck you were doing, you pick him.
Eddie. Yeah.
Same with, if you play Mortal Kombat, who do you pick if you don't know what the fuck you're doing?
3, 2, 1, Scorpion.
Liu Kang.
What?
Liu Kang.
I thought you were going to say Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
Or one of those.
Yeah.
Or Raiden.
Raiden. I mean, Scorpion and Liu Kang have two of the easiest special attacks to pull off. Like,
easy. Back, forward.
Back, Raiden. Forward, down, forward, mm-hmm. for Scorpion and Sub-Zero, respectively.
If you're in one of the later versions, Shiva, the fucking lady.
With the four armpits?
Yeah. You go down, down, up, or up, down, down, or something, and she just kind of, like, flies
she
through
stops.
The air and stomps you.
Steps on me, mommy.
She stomps.
So...
I don't like you right now. We're not friends. I am unfriending you right now for that fucking little shit you just said.
We see that Pete is a prick, Ed is a slob, Sean is just enabling Ed and is kind of just going with the motions.
He's kind of neutral.
Yeah,
like
he is true neutral. He goes to work at an electronic shop selling TVs and just not making any plans, not really moving forward with his life. Liz's whole thing is that she wants to do something. She wants to move on out of the home and do things out of London or whatever and do things, you know, like there's that drive, especially for millennials that are approaching their 30s being like, I have to do something with my life.
Uh-oh.
I'm at this point in my life, I'm going to work every day and coming home and then going to sleep and going to work. I need to do something. So seeing Sean battling that is really upsetting to somebody who is literally doing just that.
Oh, fuck.
You see why Sean is such a relatable character now?
Hold on. Can I tell you something that's completely off topic?
You may.
Oh, no, it's gone.
So Sean is going through his motions. He goes to the store. He goes to work. He gets called by Liz and is like, hey, you got the reservations, which of course he did not because he's just so stressed out with work.
Bullshit.
His employees are idiots.
Yeah.
His roommates are the worst.
He's got red on you.
And he gets red on him. He gets a red ink on him.
I'm going to like.
Pete's yelling at him for leaving the door open.
Pete.
Don't wake daddy. And
he is the dad of that group, huh?
When Sean gets home, he calls the restaurant to make the reservation, only to find that they're full.
Yeah. Ow. I'm sorry.
Liz calls and is like, hey, you fucked up.
Yeah, motherfucker.
So he drops by her house and tries to apologize, tries to give her flowers, tries to climb up to the window when she won't answer the door and doesn't make it. In a very funny off-camera moment of we hear him straining and then we hear the doorbell buzz again. And she breaks up with him. Cut to Sean and Ed at the pub. And we did say that Ed has zero redeeming qualities, but
he's a good friend.
He did what he could to cheer Sean up because he just got dumped.
Kind of. Can I just say kind of?
Like, kind of? Define like, kind of.
He didn't, like, okay, yes.
Well, yeah.
He tried to be, like, he's just, like, tried to make him laugh. But that's pretty much all he really did was just be like, all right, well, if I can't make you laugh, I'm gonna get you fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of
that
like...
That is not healthy, I suppose.
That's like the least a person could do, like, as a friend. Like, yeah. that's like low fucking bar.
So they're at the Winchester, and we see, we're hearing rumblings of something happening. And yeah. We get a guy silhouetted out the foggy window, banging his hand against the glass.
Yeah.
And the owner of the Winchester's like, hey, we're closed.
Fuck off, mate.
And as that's happening, we also have lots of really awesome moments where Shaun of the Dead really does play with people's expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, a movie like this would just kind of wait to spring this stuff up and, like, have a contrast of this is the bright and cheery side of the movie. This is the scary side of the movie when there's zombies. No. We get shit like people popping up around corners. We get his stepdad standing there looking like a zombie with his back turned in the electronics shop.
And then turns around and he's just fine. He's just an old motherfucker.
Yeah, then there's a music sting. They really play with those moments and not in a cheesy way. Like,
wait, music sting?
Yeah, like a bang. I don't think there's one for when he turns, but they definitely have music stings for moments like that.
Oh, I don't know what music sting means.
Like, imagine a dump, or like a violin, brink, or like a piano, boop, or a marimba, bum.
A what?
A marimba.
What's that?
Bum.
It's just bum?
Bum.
Just bum?
Well, that's just one. It's a percussive instrument, so you would do that a lot. Anyway.
I guess I'm confused now.
That's okay. And they're starting to have those moments more and more, and they become a little bit more legitimate because we do start seeing
more
the
zombies.
Well, we don't say the Z word.
Oh,
which I think that was an inside joke as they were writing the script. We don't use the Z word because, of course, something like this movie would have that kind of, they would have that kind of approach to writing it. They don't want to do the obvious. They want to play to the tropes. They want to play with your expectations because that is what makes something funny, is when it's subverting your expectations. So they want to play to those, but they don't want to literally be just a zombie movie that's trying to be funny. They wrote it as a comedy that was a zombie movie. And I think they nailed it.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
It is.
Honestly, the reason I saw that movie was because of the trailer that had them going... And then and then they did it again. And then they're like, like, that was the entire reason I saw the movie. Like, I thought that bit was funny enough to want to see it.
I honestly don't remember the trailers because I was 12 when this came out. We rented it from Blockbuster. That's how I saw it.
Oh my god.
I saw a lot of movies when I rented them from Blockbuster.
Oh. We had a family video.
We had a Hollywood video near my house. And
did
then
that have porn? That had porn, I bet.
No.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
Of course.
I was a kid. It went out of business when I was a teenager. How would I know?
If you ever walked in there and they had the door.
The door.
The family video place that I used to go rent videos from had the saloon-style swingy doors for the adult section. And it wasn't even labeled adult section. It literally was just unlabeled, but, like, swingy doors. And it said 18 plus. Like, I guess that was labeled. I didn't say adult section, but it said 18 plus on the side of the door. Like, the doorway.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's swingy-style like saloon doors. And I just always wanted to go in there because the saloon doors.
They made it tantalizing.
Right? I wanted to go into the fucking, I want to be like, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
As a little 8-year-old. I'm fucking. holding your fucking Disney VHS selection.
Trolling Central Park.
Which apparently
was my fucking jam.
A Don Bluth movie?
I have no idea.
And apparently it's like his worst.
I fucking loved A Troll in Central Park. I don't know what the fuck. Who said? I rented that. Okay, so I know I told you we had Family Video, but they also rented videos at the back of a hardware store for like 50 cents. And there was, my sister would get the Faces of Death videos from there. Oh,
God damn it.
Yeah, but also
everybody has a sibling that's like that watched the Faces of Death.
Yeah, but yeah, it was horrifying, and but I would also get my I rented Thumbelina from there. Yeah, I remember like getting Troll from the Troll in Central Park. That was my fucking jam. We should do that.
We should.
We should watch it.
We should.
I liked that movie.
We're gonna do an episode where you watch one of your childhood cartoon movies, and one of mine. Yours was Troll in Central Park.
That was my fucking jam.
Mine was We're Back.
The dinosaurs.
Yep. John Goodman.
Huh. Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. Oh, another one I want to see again.
Cats Don't Dance.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Did I tell you about that?
You have. We've talked about Cats Don't Dance. That's a good movie.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Maybe, like, the last time I saw it was, like, maybe high school.
I'm sweating because I'm so excited about this.
But that's
all of a
damn good movie.
I'm, like, sweating. Like, I feel like sweat. I'm getting damp because of how excited I just got. Because
yeah, that movie was when Warner Brothers bought out another studio. Mm-hmm. And they were like, there's just something about Warner Brothers in like the 80s and 90s where they just did not want to try and do animated movies, especially good ones. Because Iron Giant was another one that almost got canceled and was just pushed out with no marketing.
Huh.
Cats Don't Dance was just rushed out and pushed out with no marketing.
I fucking love that movie.
They were like, you're nearly done with this movie. Finish it and put it out. Like they didn't want to waste more money on that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And they did that with those two movies that happened to be like two
fantastic movies.
Like, yeah, cult classics. Well, people love those movies.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody else who really knows that movie though.
Really?
Yeah, Cats Don't Dance.
I think that people that are into animation would have those. Like you go from Who Framed Roger Rabbit to Cats Don't Dance.
You do?
No, you don't. But like
I was gonna say, I don't.
I'm just saying. Also, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is another great movie.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit goes hand in hand with Dick Tracy and also Howard the Duck.
I've never seen Howard the Duck.
I have when I was really little.
It looked terrible.
Oh yeah, no, it was absolute shit.
The first Marvel movie?
But here's the thing.
Why was that the one?
I don't know. It was the 80s. Like,
you know,
this, it was the 80s.
This Batman show was really popular and they made a movie. This, you know, all these like X-Men cartoons look really popular. Let's do Howard the Duck.
Okay, but when I think, those are the movies I think of altogether. Like I would line, like if I was going to do like a movie marathon based on like that idea.
Of like childhood favorites?
Well, no, not necessarily childhood favorites, but like the weird kind of out there movies. I would go Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I can't see that. Say that. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Dick Tracy? Howard the Duck? What else did I say?
Cats Don't Dance.
No, I wouldn't put that in there at all. That doesn't fit.
You said Howard the Duck,
okay,
Dick
but
Tracy, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Those are the three you said.
Okay. I would do one more.
The Matrix.
That doesn't fit either. You know what does?
So that's the great thing, though, that it does.
It does not.
You didn't take the red pill.
It does not fit.
Mm.
But, you know, it does fit.
What?
What the fuck is it?
Jesus Christ.
Johnny Dangerously.
I don't think I know it.
You need to watch it. That is 100% a movie that you need to watch because you'll find it funny.
Okay.
It has Michael Keaton in it.
Do you like Michael Keaton?
Yeah. Them fucking eyebrows do all of his acting.
You know who? You know what else has Michael Keaton? Batman.
Multiplicity.
Multiplicity is another one. I've seen like a couple of scenes from it.
It's so bad. It's absolutely.
You know what movie doesn't have Michael Keaton, but it's still great? Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yes.
They are up partying until 4 a.m. getting yelled at by Pete.
Pete.
Who has a bite wrapped up on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just another little character moment of you're a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit for defending him. And then he goes away for a bit. They wake up. Shaun wakes up and he's staggered. Oh, no. He writes a note, which is swing by mom's, get Liz back, sort out your life, and falls asleep in the kitchen.
With his mouth open.
Yeah.
Do you know how gross it is? Like, think about, okay, they leave the door open all the fucking time, right?
Yeah.
How many bugs would just fly in there? It's nighttime. Bugs are just flying about. He falls asleep with his mouth wide open.
Wakes up with a fucking rhinoceros beetle. Someone doesn't like cute bugs.
I don't like bugs.
Neither do I, but rhinoceros beetles are kind of cute.
No,
like when they're that big, I think they're cute, but like when they're small and gross, they're gross.
I think those big fucking snails are cute.
Oh yeah.
They're really cute. They're like little slimy cats.
Shaun is going about his daily routine. He goes to the corner store to pick up a soda and an ice cream for Ed, and he grabs a diet soda. He doesn't buy cigarettes. And as he's going through his usual walk, it mirrors the scene of him going into work.
The first time.
Where, you know, there's like a guy walking down the middle of the road. There's the homeless dude who is just kind of, money. But he's not, money. He's, brains.
Bitey.
He's like not paying attention to his surroundings.
They were a bit bitey.
They were a bit bitey. He's not paying attention to his surroundings.
Yeah, he's a little off.
Yeah, you know, he just got dumped and needs to sort his life out. So he's doing some introspective thinking.
Mm.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, so he's I can kind say, of on autopilot.
I can say I've been on autopilot like that before, where I could probably miss, you know, some zombification going on.
Yeah, I could see you being that oblivious.
Yeah, even now.
To a lot of things. If you were well aware.
I'm on autopilot still.
you don't even have a pilot.
Nope. It's just... coasting. I'm ghost riding the whip. It's a craze from the
I know
2000s.
I know. I'm a little disappointed that you know that and that you referenced it.
You'll continue to be disappointed at the things that I know and reference.
I'm also very disappointed in the things that you don't know.
You are more disappointed in the things that I don't know.
I am more
disappointed. Like you get shouty.
I get
and it upsets me.
My shouting isn't of anger, it is of surprise.
But
like,
but,
what? How?
Yeah, but if you do
how
that,
does that...
If you talk like that to a puppy, are they going to know that you're saying it in surprise?
No, but listen to my tone. Huh? Words don't matter.
It's the volume. It's the volume.
It's the volume only. It's not even the tone.
Yeah, like, which is funny because I'm loud as fuck.
You are loud.
I have a hard time controlling my voice.
You're very loud.
I have
but
to,
when other people are loud, you get you shut down.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to do what you'd get to do, right?
Well, yeah, that's why I really don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like how loud I get.
It's okay.
I don't mean to talk loud, but I do. And
I'm not trying to make you feel bad about it. Look at me. I genuinely, it doesn't bother me.
I try really hard.
It genuinely doesn't bother me.
I know.
I joke about it. I don't mean to joke. Do I reference it at all most of the time? Like sometimes I'll kind of try to like bring you down a little bit, but like otherwise it doesn't bother me.
I'm very self-conscious about the sound of my voice.
Your voice is fine. People like your voice. You know this. Your voice is very soothing. Remember? It's soothing.
And like the me not being able to control the volume of my voice
when I'm excited. That's just a normal...
is another thing that I feel very self-conscious about when it happens. When I notice it happening, is when it, when it, when I feel self-conscious about it and I don't notice it happening. I'm like, yeah.
Have you ever noticed how fucking screamy I get when I get excited about shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Same thing. And it's okay. I'm not trying to pick on you, and I'm not, I've never said I don't find anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to make you feel bad. And I never wanted to try to make you feel bad about it. I was just kind of saying,
get it.
Like,
I get it though, because like I do that, and people yelling is like a big trigger for me of like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's not just, it's not just like the talking loud in excitement. It's yelling.
I'm a yeller.
Specifically yelling.
And I'm a yeller and I get excited and I yell when I'm excited. And I don't mean to upset you. And I really hope that, like, I yell a lot, and I yell because I'm passionate. I'm excited about something, and
like
yell too, and that's okay.
I know. Like I said, though, like, you know, when I talk about having to make a conscious effort to be a good friend, that's another thing that I have to make a conscious effort of, is knowing that the people using the loud voice aren't mad, and that's a thing that I have to deal with a lot.
See,
I think I equate it because my dad is a very, like, not really quiet person. He's a very, like, direct and subtle person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll talk directly to you. And when he's loud, it's because he's angry.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's me.
See, for me, I always...
How cool is it that it's Shaun of the Dead and it's Shaun and Ed? Sorry. We're going off on, like...
Too many tangents
and like really upsetting ones. So Shaun returns from his little trip to the store and is like flipping to the TV, and it's doing the thing where it's like
finishing
each other's sandwiches.
Yes.
They're saying there's panic on the streets of London and they're telling the story of how there's people doing the zombie things,
mm-hmm.
the zombonis, and as he's like realizing this, Ed goes, there's a girl in the garden, and it's a fucking zombie. It sure does take them a long time to realize that she's a zombie. This is like the one scene that I don't like.
Why?
The throwing records part is
That's
great.
That's fucking hysterical.
But the talking to the girl, the...
The picture! Getting her,
the picture! The picture,
that
sure.
That was gold!
The picture's funny. shoving her again. She falls on a pole and gets up. Then she keeps coming. Then they get the second zombie, and finally they're throwing records at them,
mm-hmm.
in a fun little going through, and like, you don't want to just throw anything.
The Batman soundtrack.
Throw it. Like, they don't want to throw the good ones.
Chardé, that was Liz's. Throw it.
That part is hilarious.
Fun. That cracks me up.
Like, for as dull as that the lead up to it was, this scene, like
almost a good enough payoff.
Yeah.
I feel like it needed more.
The dull moments in this movie amount to one.
And that was it.
Yeah. Because they bust into the shed, which has been locked, and grab the a shovel and a cricket bat.
I think that makes sense.
And bop the shit out of the zombos.
They go boop.
And so they have to get out of there because the windows are busted. They need a safe place. The front door is open and another zombie comes in.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Because they set up the fact that the front door is always left open.
Pete.
They're calling up to Pete, who isn't awake yet.
Oi, prick!
So they decide they're going to take the car. They're going to go to the mom's house, pick her up, take care of the dad who got bit by somebody, and then go over to Liz's for a nice cup of tea and wait for this whole thing to blow over. However, that's not a good enough plan. They decide to do the whole... That's an iconic moment of wait, get a pint, wait for this whole thing to blow over. Everybody mm-hmm. fucking loves that moment.
The
laying out the plan.
Yeah.
He calls the mom. Mm-hmm. His stepdad got bit. Mm-hmm. He calls Liz. She's not answering. And they go over to the mom's house to pick her up. And they have a nice little moment of she has no idea what's going on.
God.
I'm willing to bet she never realized that there were zombies.
Yeah.
She had no idea what was ever going on.
She
was a dummo.
Oh, fucking what?
A dummo.
Yeah. It makes me so angry. Old people are just nothing but a fucking burden.
Yeah.
That's such a horrible thing for me to say, but like, I fucking hate old people. Like, if my mom were still alive and she was that dumb, I'd have just fucking been like, okay, you're kind of on your own. Because you can't, like, I can't in good conscience. You're just gonna fucking drag everyone else down, you slow-ass old bitch.
They take Pete's car up to...
Pete,
they do the mirror reveal for Pete the first time.
Yeah, and then...
And then they do it again when he's a Zombo in the shower. This Zamboni. Movie surely does... It
loves its callbacks.
Yeah, it sets up a trope for a comedic effect, and then it calls it back.
It's great.
So great. They go pick up the mom, and the dad is just, the stepdad is just kind of sitting there. He says he's not waiting for it. He's not going to see a doctor.
What are you sorry about? What have you done this time? Fucking creepy guy.
Oh my God, Bill Nye. He's funny.
He is terrifying.
He has the best moment. One of the hardest laughs I had in this movie was when you're waiting for him to turn to a zombie, which is the entire time he's on screen.
Mm.
He like puts his hand on the door frame and he goes, yeah, in like a very guttural way, but it's like a yeah going into a sentence.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's gross and I hate him.
He gives the mom every reason that Pete is, not Pete, that the stepdad is just the worst.
Yeah.
To lying, which is shitty.
Yeah, that was kind of awful.
Yeah. And she's just like, you haven't been the easiest son to love. You've been a piece of shit.
That's horrible, though. That's...
You called him a motherfucker. So therefore, you deserved all the abuse.
Yeah, that's actually really horrible. I would not have, like...
So they get into his car, the stepdad's
car. The Jaguar.
The Jaguar.
The Jaguar.
Start driving around with a man who's been bitten by zombies.
I would have just left him.
Sure, but the mom wasn't going to have that.
I would have left her. Fuck her.
Yeah, with the zombie?
Hmm?
With the zombie?
Yeah, fuck that shit. She's an old piece of shit who's too dumb and too much of a fucking dullard to understand what the fuck was going on. There's people trying to get in. I just closed the curtains.
They are a bit bitey.
You fucking idiot. God.
They go to Liz's. And calling back when he tried to climb up the window, he actually does climb up to the window.
Yeah.
The same exact shot of panning over to the window and you hearing him grunt and then he gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
The mom has the nice, you got red on you moment.
You've got red on you.
Man, it's not even just references. It's a perfect setup to a payoff that's, and what makes it better is that it's not a one-to-one thing. It's some asshole at work talking about ink from his pen.
Mm-hmm.
He's got red on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
zombie blood.
Yeah, zombie blood.
You've got red on you. Yeah. Okay, like that's...
You have the David and Diane characters talking about how they don't want to stay, they don't want to leave, they don't want to be alone. They're going to stick with Liz, and Liz is like, all right, let's go to the Winchester then.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound like a plan. You have a plan. You've done good, person I dumped yesterday.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that. Like,
yeah, it's not the end of the world, you know.
But it is,
and that's kind of one of the things that I loved about it is like you put two characters like Liz and Sean together that are they just had a big breakup. They had a big fight. She had a good reason to dump his ass.
Yeah,
and in any movie, they'd put the two together to save the world. And the reason they'd be traveling together is not as good as Shaun of the Dead's. It's not safe here. We've got a car. Let's go. His logic of picking her up is kind of flawed and clingy and not able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But like what I'm saying, though, is like of all the ways that they could have put these two characters together, that's probably one of the better. You know, he wanted to prove that he's getting shit together.
But that's part of the problem is that he wanted to prove to her.
Yeah.
Like, okay, think about it. Instead of just being like, hey, look, I still care about, or I care about you as a person and I don't want you getting hurt. I would like us to all kind of join together, join forces. No, it's, I want to prove to you that I can do something and I have a plan, so follow me.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a dick move.
It is a dick move. But as we see that throughout the movie that Sean does grow.
Mm-hmm.
He does grow. He had a half-assed plan and he goes and they go through with it as best they can. They have their foibles along the way. Mm-hmm. They meet the characters that are like a counterpart of them.
Yeah,
with Yvonne. And I kept saying, I want a 30-minute short of Yvonne of the Dead.
That would be awesome. Yvonne, they made it, and they fucking like, she did so much better.
Yeah. She had a moment where, as he was leaving the pub early in the movie, or mm-hmm. going to work, leaving work, rather, mm-hmm. when she asks how he's doing, he says, surviving. Because that's a common thing people say. How are you doing? Surviving.
I'm living.
Yeah, I'm alive still. And then in the context of Zambonis, surviving.
Yeah,
somebody glad somebody made it. She has so many moments of literally repeating the same lines in new context, and I just think it's genius. They make their way to the Winchester and see the street is overrun with undead.
Yeah. Ow.
And David is just bitching.
He's a fucking whiny little
cunt.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the absolute worst. And
I think Ed is worse, though.
Ed is a bad person, but David is not helping.
David is a whiny bitch.
Right. And his friend, Diane, the failed actress.
The girlfriend.
Says,
they're supposed to be together.
Oh, that's right. They are.
They're in a relationship.
Sure do forget about that, don't you?
I don't. I didn't.
She says, we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to get there by moaning.
And then.
Snap. She's doing a little coaching session.
I listen teaching up. Them. Limber up.
La, 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 la.
Big face, small face. Big face, small face.
Eat an orange. Eat a lemon.
Oh, y'all did that?
Yeah.
We did big face, little face. Big face, little face. Fucking choir.
And so she's being all like, all right, acty, doing their acting thing. Zombo.
Wait, you should know things about acting because you were in theater.
I was. I'm just pretending I don't.
Do the thing. Be the actor.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with what she did.
Yeah.
She is insufferable because that's what actors do.
I like her.
Like,
she's a good person and she's cool and she's done nothing. I don't find that she as a character, I didn't find that she did anything wrong.
Yeah, she was fine.
She's super cool. She was even like even cool enough to be like, hey, I know you liked this girl, but you know, like, I know you like her more than me, but I still took you and I still dated you.
Yeah, but David was still in denial about it.
Because he's a fucking piece of shit, little bitch.
Yeah, he is.
He's a fucking bitch.
The Sean's mother has... Sean's mother has the zombie face fucking down pat.
Because she's fucking old.
She's just zoned out. It comes to Ed and he says, I'll do it on the night.
Fucking asshole.
Just a fucking common like actor thing, like just half-assing it in rehearsal to save your voice.
Fucking asshole.
Well, if you're saving your voice today, what are you going to do when you have to do it 3 nights a week? Huh? Fuck you.
You got to train your voice. You don't save your voice, you train it, bitch.
Yeah. I always hated that. Like you're giving me shit at mic check. And then you step on stage and then you're fucking blowing out your mic because the gain's too hot. I've learned. And they're like, why is so and so's mic really quiet at mic check? Because they're not checking at stage volume. They're half-assing it during mic check. Mm-hmm. Like I know that you're not warmed up. You can project while you're not warmed up. Your throat's gonna be a little scratchy. You're not going to be all there, but you're going to get the volume out.
How do you project?
From the diaphragm.
Like when I fart? Like that's how I push out farts.
Yeah, you push out the farts through your mouth hole, though.
As you speak.
Something like that.
Why do you put up with me?
I don't know.
Yay!
So then...
It's my birth month. I just spit everywhere.
Yeah, it's your Jacktober.
It's Jacktoberfest. And I've got 6 bottles of wine that I'm going to drink on my birthday.
All of them?
Yes.
Jesus.
I'm going to get fucking tasty. Last time I drank 6 bottles of wine.
whose pants did you shit?
Nobody's, but I ended up on the floor in the middle of the hallway and back in Idaho. And like there were pictures and people like on their Snapchat posted... And it said, a wild Snorlax appears.
Oh.
And I'm like, why am I Snorlax? Because I'm just sleeping in the middle of the hallway. funny. I also have a picture. You know those... Oh, God, I hate myself a little bit for this one. You know those boxes of wine?
Yeah.
That have a little tap on it?
Yeah. Fucking shotgun in it.
I just held the bottle of wine up above my head and... Or the box of wine. I was just sucking off the tap. Like a...
Nursing.
I was just thinking it was more like a grown-up Capri Sun. Because inside that box is a little bag.
Right.
And it's a bag full of wine. And think about it. It's like Capri Sun.
That is right. Yeah.
Yeah. Except a tap instead of a straw. Fuck yeah.
So they make it to the Winchester. They get in front. They're out in front of it. And they're trying. The doors are locked. Like, they do their zombie walk to get there. And the doors are locked to the place. And Ed gets a fucking phone call. And this is the time when Sean just blows up at him, talks about how he's a piece of shit, how he's just like, you're lazy, you never pay attention, you're just the worst.
What?
And then David's all like, you're announcing us to the entire fucking street, which is a fair point. And he just takes a fucking
garbage can
and smashes the window. And as they're all like ganging up on him, Sean's like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself. And he jumps down into the crowd, screaming, and like forces his way through the zombies, screaming at them.
Try to get their attention and try to get them to follow him.
And as they leave the rest of the group alone, they were able to get inside and barricade the window. And well, not
hardly barricaded.
They don't really barricade the window. They have a whole talk about it, saying Sean is coming back. No, he's not. He's fucking dead. And how long are we going to wait until we just barricade the window? Is it going to be days, weeks, months? And then Sean comes through the fucking back door. And he says, that's what I was trying to tell you before you smashed the window. Even though that Sean was the one that started the shouting match by yelling at Ed.
No, you know what, Ed, what happened?
What?
His cell phone rang.
That's what I said. Ed got a call.
Yeah, but that's what started the fucking everything. Like, all the zombies started paying attention when he had the phone call.
Yeah.
So, like, he was just like, fuck!
But I think that Sean exacerbated it by yelling.
Yellow, yeah.
And then David exacerbated it further.
I like that. You're using that. Exacerbate.
Yeah, that's a word that came up in the movie.
Yeah, a couple because times. Because
it comes up a couple of times. It is a word that Sean didn't know the meaning of. And, like, early on when they're having a talk at the pub in the first scene.
What do you mean?
She says, you and Ed is just going to exacerbate things. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means that you can't keep living like this. No, I mean, exacerbate. What does that mean?
It makes things worse.
And he uses it as his desperate attempt to say that, see, I'm growing as a person in his little character journey. And as he loses his stepdad, they manage to get the lights on to a degree. And it seems that the zombies are at the back door, kind of like a looming threat, as David starts having a big hissy fit about how Sean is an asshole for dragging them there with no plan. What are they going to do? And nobody takes David's side. He gets grabbed from the fucking window.
Yeah.
By zombos.
Turns into a tasty snack.
Yep. The zombos bust in through the back door.
Turn him into spaghetti.
And they start shooting and everything, and Sean's mom gets bit.
Yeah, that's...
It's a very emotional moment.
Fuck her. I still think that she was just fucking useless.
Yeah, and using that callback thing that this movie does so well, when his stepdad turns in a very moving scene from earlier on, he's telling his mother, that's not your husband in there. That's not the same person you love. But when it's his own mother, he can't accept that.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't... He didn't care for his stepdad to begin with.
Yeah, not really.
It was different when it was his mother. It was something that he wasn't able to do. And
I would actually, if I would have just turned around and been like, fuck, do it.
Yeah, they're pulling sharp objects on each other.
That's not fair.
And Ed then, gives her the broken glass and pulls up a fucking wine cork.
Yes. That's fucking hilarious. I think that's absolute fucking gold.
Ugh. And it's a very sad scene. It's a very moving scene when Sean has to shoot his mother.
I don't even remember. Yeah,
because the it's the Winchester. It's the rifle that actually functions. They start making Molotov cocktails. It's down to, because David gets dragged out the window, Diane is trying to keep him at bay at the door. She gets dragged away. It's down to Liz, Sean, and Ed with a rifle and the box of bullets caught on fire. Pew, 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 pew. No more bullets, except for the two in the chamber, basically. Mm-hmm. They find a hatch leading down into the cellar, and they see a door to the street that doesn't open. And they have a very...
Oh, God.
Like, it's like a... They finally have that talk of... this. Sean basically admits this whole thing was to prove to you that I can do it. I can be a better man. I can better myself. I can do something with my life. Make it all worth it. And Liz was like, you basically did all this because you thought I would take you back.
That's a bunch of bullshit, and that would have pissed me off, to be honest. If I was her, I would have been like, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Fuck you. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
you can tell the writers of this movie didn't have, a female,
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was Sean and it was Edgar Wright. I don't saw it. It was Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they needed it to have a happy ending. Ed's sitting there with multiple Zombo bites. They find the lift, the button to turn on the lift. And they're like, hey, Ed, come with us, even though you're turning into a zombie. And Ed says, I'm just holding you back. Not, I will hold you back. I am holding you back. Because Ed realizes that he is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
In his dying moments. Poor Ed.
The one fucking redeemable thing that he does
is admit that he's dead weight.
Yeah.
As they get out onto the street, they see Zombos. They're about to make a break for it when massive trucks show up and biohazard suits and fucking machine guns mowing down Zombos.
Hell yeah.
And then there's Yvonne of the Dead.
I fucking love her. They should definitely have done something with her. At least shown.
It's a nice moment because, as I said, she uses the same dialogue talking about how, oh, somebody made it, as if to say, a person moving away from town,
oh, you did being an adult, kind of thing.
Yeah, is also paralleling the fact that Sean had a moment of growth. It took the end of the fucking world for him to get his shit together.
Yeah,
but he finally had some growth. He improved as a person finally.
I mean, is it really the end of the world if they still continue on and like?
Yeah, no, it's a it's Z Day. They get everything pretty well contained after a couple of weeks. So Liz and Sean are happily living together, watching TV. He sneaks to the back room, to the shed, where he's got Ed chained up playing video games.
And Ed tries to bite him.
It's a nice, happy moment, but it's also it's not about Sean learning a lesson. You know, as I just won't stop fucking talking about, what makes art successful is its intent. This is not the story of someone who needed to learn how to take charge in his life and to, be proactive and make plans and keep promises. This was about a guy who was stuck in a rut in a zombie apocalypse. He was at the lowest point of his life in a zombie apocalypse, stuck with his ex-girlfriend, his shitty best friend that is just holding him back, two people that hate him, and his mom. It's just a wacky cast of characters in a zombie apocalypse, and it subverts those expectations perfectly. Those tropes, it uses them for perfect comedic effect. Mm-hmm. The writing is absolutely masterful, and the execution is fucking perfect.
That's a pretty great movie.
So, Jack.
Yeah.
How many Jack snacks do you give Shaun of the Dead?
Honestly, it's one of my favorites, and it'll always be one of my favorites. Let's say 5 out of 5.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Why?
Only because I think... Only because I think Hot Fuzz does it better.
I actually prefer Shaun of the Dead over Hot Fuzz.
I prefer Hot Fuzz over Shaun of the Dead.
That's fine.
That is fine.
I'm gonna pee.
That is why I gave it a 4. Happy Jacktober, Jack.
Happy Jacktoberfest.
And Jack, for your birthday, go pee.
Oh.
No, that's weird.
That is weird.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Jack, go pee.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pee.